The Ov Yisrael, the Apter Ov, it's an amazing insight in the Parsha. Brings some of the Parsha of Matos and Masse to life, allows us to appreciate a lot of lists and numbers and travels. So one particular Inyan he describes is the Meches, the tax. The tax that the Torah describes after Mechemes Midyon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Moshe Beinu to divide the spoils. Half of it goes to the Anshei Tzava, the warriors, the soldiers. And of the soldiers' spoils, they have to give 1/500th to Elazar Cohen. And the other half of the spoils goes to the people who stayed back, the Bnei Yisrael who stayed in their homes for whatever reason. And they have to separate 1/50th of their meches to the Levim. And so the Ov Yisrael wants to know why Dafka 1/500th and 1/50th. What do these numbers represent? What's the symbolism? Obviously nothing in the Torah is arbitrary and random. So explain to the Ov Yisrael that Am Yisrael, the Am Hashem, the Bnei Kelchai, the children of Hashem Yisbarach, is called Tzivos Hashem. A tzava, it's an army. The army, the soldiers, the Tzivos Hashem. And they're called the armies, they're called soldiers, warriors, based on things that go up in the Elyonim. I'm not going to go into. The Ov Yisrael writes often a lot of Kabbalah, but they're called warriors because they defeat in the Elyonim and the Tachtonim, the Umas HaOlam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaBori Baruch Hu, Baruch Shema, Nichbad V'Hanor, Nikra Hashem, he's called the God Elokei Tzivos Elokei Yisrael, says the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. That he's the God of the armies of Am Yisrael. And Chazal ask, Lama Nikra Shema Tzivos? Why is the name called Tzivos? So Chazal say, Kios Hu B'Tzava Dilei. Because there's a sign in the army, in its army. What does it mean? It's the army, there's an oath in the army. This is what the Ein Yaakov's Girsa is in the Chagiga Tazayin. Rashi and Sanhedrin writes this. The Medrash says this. Now the word tzivos is that there's an oath in the tzava. Because every victory, every nitzachon milchama v'agvura she'osim am b'nei Yisrael, everything that we do, every battle that we win, hakol ba me'ito yisparach, all comes from Hashem. Hashem who's ha'ezer, ha'yeshua, v'akoach, v'agvura she'osim. All our strength, all our yeshua comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He saves us from all types of tzaros. But, hu ne'alam v'chamos k'biyachol v'tzavadilei, he's hidden. He's hidden within the army, like the army of the Chashmonaim. Apiteva, it seems that we won, but we can't see the hand of the Yad Hashem oftentimes in the army. So Tzivos is a lashon of Tzava Os. In the Tzava, in the army, in the fighting, there's an Os, there's Hashem. So Tzivos is really that combined, that there's an Os in the Tzava. And really, the word should be Tzava Os. There should be really two Alephs there. Tzava with an Aleph and then another Aleph beginning the word Os. But the Torah fuses the words together to Tzavaos and there's a hidden Aleph. That Aleph represents the Sod of Alufei Shalom. Alufei Shalom is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the ruler of the world. He's the Aleph, the Alufei Shalom. And he's hidden. So one of the Alephs in Tzavaos from Tzavaos is hidden. And that's the word Tzavos. And the gematria of the word Tzavos is exactly 499. And if you add in that hidden Aleph, that makes it 500. But that Aleph's hidden. And to Mirames, to Klal Yisrael, the idea that even though they won the victory, they won the battle, they won the war, they might forget that everything came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Alufo Sholom. And to hint this, that Hashem Tziva Barach, he therefore commanded them to take a meches, to take a tax, and pay it. To pay 1/500th, that one Aleph, at Aleph that's hidden, leaving behind 499, the Tzavos. The Tzavos, the armies, could only come about because of that Aleph. To hint, Lirmoz Lehem Kimeito, from Hashem himself, Balahem Hayeshuv Anitzchon HaMelchama. And that's why the army, who takes half the spoils of war, had to pay 1/500th to remind them of that hidden Aleph from the word Tzavos. And with respect to the Bnei Yisrael who stayed back at home, who were commanded to say commanded to pay 1/50th, through them as well, staying home, the victory came about. How so? They also assisted in the fighting. Their great longing and desire of Ahavasam and their love. When they recited Shema, their tshuka, their ahava for Hashem and for Am Yisrael who's out there on the battlefield, in their saying of Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusel Yom Ve'ed, which is exactly 49 letters, connected to 49 Shari Bino, through their tefillah of Shema, along with a hidden Aleph, making it 50 letters. That Aleph came about the Yeshua as well. So Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael to pay 1/50th. Remember, you said Shema and you said Baruch Shem Kavod with the 49 letters, but there was a 50th letter, the Aleph, that was hidden. So pay the 1/50th. So this is the idea of 1/500th and 1/50th, and of course we should always know, we should never have to fight in war, but when there is a Mechama, it takes two parts. It takes the soldiers, the army, to fight the battle in the field, and it takes the soldiers who are at home to fight the battle in their home and saying Shema. And it's through that combination of fighting and davening brings Yeshua and Mirza Hashem Yishuv Zohar to the ultimate Yeshua. The Gula Shem Amitas Meher V'Yameinu. Amen.